Before we begin, I just want to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, Storyblocks. Storyblocks is a demand-driven library filled with royalty-free 4K HD footage, After Effects, and Premiere Pro templates, music, images, sound effects, and more. It includes diverse and inclusive content, unlimited downloads, and there is a plan and subscription for every budget. I'm an active user of Storyblocks, and I think you will enjoy using them too. To find out more about Storyblocks, go to storyblocks.com/MHN. Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Have you ever gone back and forth over how you want it to be seen by the world? Maybe there are some days where you feel ready to take it all on, to be in the spotlight and shine. And perhaps there are other days where you find yourself wanting to hide away or needing to take a break and rest. It's during these times, these moments when you want to retreat and pull back, where you may begin to feel restless. It is in these moments when the pressure feels overwhelming, where you might start to feel like you're not doing enough. If you've ever felt this way, then this episode is for you. This episode is for the ones who have had that feeling of restlessness or have felt the pressure of always needing to do more. I want you to join me on this journey as we look at nature as a way of learning how to look within. So, let's have a look at plants. One of the most beautiful things about Earth's vast variety of plants is that they teach us the importance of slow, intentional growth. Plants are never in a rush. They take their time to address and attend to their needs. However, when we look at the boldness of bright yellow sunflowers or admire the beauty of tulips growing freely in the sunlight, it can be intimidating to imagine ourselves growing there alongside them. There are moments in life where we feel like we are blooming at our absolute best, out in the open, turning our brilliant faces to the sun. But there are also moments where we need to be at home, resting and recharging, where our immediate actions are not considered productive according to the world's standards. And it's in those moments where the restlessness may creep in and we may begin to doubt the beauty of our own progress. It's in those moments that we might look outside of ourselves to find inspiration from a particular kind of plant, a kind of plant that shines even in the darkest places. So here are three things that we can learn from plants that grow in the shade. Number one, we don't have to be seen in the bright open sunlight to matter. Ferns, one of the world's most popular shade plants, are also some of the oldest plants alive. And for every variety of fern, there is a different environment in which they can thrive. When you look at a fern, you might not say wow or stop to take a photograph of it like you would a more vibrant bloom, something like a pink bougainvillea that blooms along the side of a bright white wall or something. And yet, the fern brings lush, vibrant life wherever it grows. They work well with other plants. They blend with the other flowers growing in the garden. They don't need constant sunlight to thrive wherever they find themselves planted. And their reliability means they will come back year after year. They don't need to be seen by everyone to matter. And they don't have to be the showstopper. They can be who they are fully, even in the shade. Number two, what we learn from plants in the shadows is that being in the shadows doesn't mean a colorless life. When you think of a coral reef, you might think of fluorescent blooms that sustain an entire ecosystem within their underwater garden. Corabels are very much the same. Though they may exist beneath the sea of sunflowers and tulips, their colorful foliage might remind you of an autumn in New England. And yet, this plant bursts into color in those warm seasons of rebirth and growth, the spring and the summer. Corybels, in all of their glowing hues, bloom in the shade. There will be certain times in our lives where we will see others in their sunlight moments, achieving success in their careers or reaching new stages of intimacy with their significant others, embarking on lavish getaways to the world's most beautiful places, or perhaps reaching new fitness goals or personal milestones. But even when others seem to be living their best lives in full color, in the bright sun, in summer and spring, remember that there's a plant called corybels that grows beautifully and vibrantly in the shade. And you can grow beautifully and vibrantly in the shade as well. Full color. Number 3, shade comes in different forms and layers. Sometimes in our lives, we may find ourselves completely covered by the shade. Perhaps we need to hide away for a while, canceling all of our plans and taking time to nurture ourselves and recharge our batteries. Like a bear in hibernation, like perennials that retreat over winter, we spend time away from the light, resting our bodies and our minds. But there comes a time when we reemerge, and we may realize that while we don't need to be covered in the shade, we're also not ready to be out in the sun quite yet. Maybe we're still figuring out a rhythm for how we want to show up in the world. Maybe we're still figuring out who we are in the absence of everything else. It's in these moments that we can reflect on the beauty of hydrangeas, who, in contrast to other shade-loving plants and flowers, prefer a light amount of shade and a touch of sun. When it comes to showing up every day and allowing ourselves to be seen, there can be this pressure to go from one extreme to the other. In these moments, hydrangeas can teach us about moderation, that even as we're starting to gain our confidence, as we are starting to find hope for the possibility of who and what we will become, we can still approach each day with ease. These flowers don't need to rush into the light, and neither do we. A little bit of shade is just fine, and there are plenty of plants that would agree. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. When in your life is being in the shade, away from it all, a good thing? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.